A deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The topic of sexual harassment is making headlines, particularly with high-profile cases in the entertainment industry and network TV. What about TV on the local level? Let's get some insight from that aspect with Tom Layson, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. What's behind the curtain, Tom?
I think I have been asking myself, when is this other shoe going to drop when it comes to local television news and life in the newsroom? It's a business, really, with the power relationships that's made for this kind of misogyny. Powerful news directors and young, ambitious people who will, you know, are doing their best to move from market to market to try to build their careers. So the opportunities are there. For the kind of exploitation we've seen at the national level, and particularly with people without the financial resources necessarily to fight back. So I've been asking myself, when is it we're going to see this happen? And I think my answer is that we probably won't, because of the high turnover in the industry and the fact that the TV station that you'd worked for where this had happened to you has been sold three times and the HR department's long gone. So there are some structural things going on in that industry that I think on the one hand lend themselves to these kinds of problems, but on the other hand probably really prevent any sort of long-term accountability.
So there are things that are distinguished in the local TV network system that the same age group of people are not getting in other areas of work.
I think I'm trying to parse what you're saying there. I think there is an influx of young, ambitious people in that business that I think to some degree makes them vulnerable. And also, let's face it, local television is a business that's very cosmetically oriented. So the how you look and how you present is a piece that management can speak into. The chance that you have, whether you're going to be, you know, reporting on the weekends or anchoring the five, is something that management can speak into. And it's just been traditionally an area that there have been a lot of rumors and people talk and people wonder. But because of the turnover and because of the fluid nature and sort of this vagabond career track that a lot of people in that business have, I think accountability is going to be very difficult.
Because speaking out would limit your areas that you can get to in the future. You can't get to the next level.
Yeah. You know, if you can sue or complain if you're okay with it being your last gig in local television.
Tom, what about the fact that the major stations here are owned by the networks? CBS owns Channel 2, NBC owns Channel 5, ABC owns Channel 7. Does that kind of change the dynamic on the local side because these are network stations as opposed to those that, as you say, in other markets have been changing owners in recent years?
Great point, and I've had that very thought myself, and I'm glad you prompted me to speak to it. I do think the situation in the O&Os is a little different. While the turnover there in O&Os is sometimes greater than it is at some of the other TV group stations, the consistency of upper management in terms of the corporate HR function and the corporate oversight of those stations possibly provides a little bit of a mitigating factor there. And maybe some of the accountability that we see, if it ever happens at the local level, will happen in an O&O type of situation for that very reason. I think you bring up a good point there.
And the fact that we've seen the issues at NBC, we've seen the issues at CBS, does that make it more likely that, for example, people at Channel 2, owned by CBS, Channel 5, owned by NBC, might be more likely to step forward now?
Possibly. It might embolden them to do that. I think one of the other problems, though, is that how do you hold the news director that was three guys ago, who's now on his second job as a barista, accountable for the fact that you were harassed or abused? The HR director that's turned over three times, even at the O&Os, how do we connect those dots back to accountability? And I think that's one of the real challenges. But again, the reason this conversation happened is because I keep asking myself, wow, you know, when are we going to see this start to unfold locally? And I'm trying to, in my mind, construct some answers as to why it might be a little more difficult.
And Tom, go ahead, Chris. Tom, let me just ask you real quick. How much of the national fallout from, say, the networks reflects on the local station, whether or not they have a good HR policy or not? How much are the local stations paying the price for what's happening on the national level?
It's hard to say whether that shows up in anything countable, tangible, like a rating or whatever, but I certainly think it brings the entire industry into disrepute. Listen, there are powerful local anchors who are Svengali types with the interns. You know, those rumors run rampant through newsrooms all across the country. People have a very chemical relationship with their local TV people. They feel like they're family. They feel like they're close to them. And when they see something like this happen, nobody wants to believe it about your own guy. And if it's your favorite local anchor, of course, nobody wants to believe that. But when that happens and that news comes, it is shocking. And people who feel like they know that person are let down. So there's definitely risk there. You can bet the memos are flying in local TV newsrooms about this.
All right. Very interesting topic. Tom, thanks for joining us. Tom Lason, President, New Media Solutions, newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Up next.